Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Lisa Barnett is here. I haven't talked to Lisa in a while, and so we've just been catching up, you know. So it's so wonderful to talk with her and share what's going on in her life, what's going on in my life. And, you know, and what's interesting is about how much change and transition that we're all going through in our own different way. We're all going through some sort of transition and some sort of change, and how important it is for us sometimes to focus and go back inwards to connect, to reconnect, right, to who we are and what our primary focus is sometimes, right? So today, Lisa is going to be talking to us about how to heal, or, you know, about healing your soul contracts and karma with the Akashic Record Keepers. And so many of us have different soul contracts, and we all have karma. And sometimes we wonder, you know, when is this going to go? When are we going to drop this? When are we going to finally let this go? And how, right? So we're going to talk to Lisa about some of that, as well as, you know, more information about the Akashic Records and the Akashic Record Keepers. Because some of you may not be familiar with the Akashic Records and what that is, and the energy of the Akashic Records is like amazing, and it's so expansive and so light and so healing itself, right? So Lisa's going to talk about the Akashic Records and how they store your unconscious beliefs that block you. We're going to find out how karma is stopping you from creating your dream life. We're going to learn why a past life may make you afraid to start a business. We're going to learn how you can energetically heal your broken heart and find out how you can create greater health by clearing hidden and unconscious emotions. So really, you know, the emotional pain and baggage that sometimes we have carried throughout our life, would you like to say goodbye to that emotional pain and trauma that you've been carrying finally, right? And a way to get the answers and the transformation you're looking for without having to work at it for months or years. And sometimes we've done that, right? We've worked at it for months and years, and we're not really sure, has it really gone? So Lisa Barnett is here today to talk about how you can clear blocks, release karma, and become conscious of your soul path with the assistance of your Akashic Records. And I'm just so excited because, like I said, Lisa's a good friend of mine. So Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Shefali. I'm thrilled to be here, and it really is fun to really catch up, and it's amazing how time flies, and it doesn't feel like it's been any time at all since we've, you know, chatted together. So thank you for having me on. I'm always excited to share this divine wisdom, the energy, the healing, and the gifts with your listeners.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And, you know, I've been starting off the season with, you know, the question about reclaiming your spirit because, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I've been doing a lot of soul searching. I don't know, it feels like forever, but definitely in the last couple of months, right? 6 months, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, going within and, you know, tapping into who I truly am, reclaiming the spirit of who I am. So when I talk about reclaiming your spirit, what does that mean to you? And what do the Akashic Record Keepers have to say about reclaiming your spirit?
Wow. Well, that's a huge question. And we could probably do the whole session on that.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, really and truly, the Akashic Records is all about your spirit, your soul, and everything you have ever done. Period, through time immemorial, right? Yeah. So let me just answer that in two ways because, you know, the Akashic, I just really channel the Akashic beings of light and they just go off. So when we access the divine wisdom of our soul, we can know and see so much truth about ourselves, about our, and I use soul and spirit very interchangeably. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that makes sense to you and everybody. Yes. But one of the things in the Akashic Records is that we as souls have fragmented through so many different traumas and situations. And so what I see is that through the records, we can retrieve soul information, we can bring soul parts and pieces back together, we can reclaim, you know, knowledge, which actually can be amazing gifts and talents from other lifetimes and places that we have lost connection to very often because of this fragmentation, because of trauma. So the Akashic Records are the perfect place to access your soul wisdom, all about your soul and spirit, all about what you came to do and be here in this life, about your soul lineage, the gifts and talents you have, as well as the trauma and pain that, and karma and vows and contracts that may make it harder for you to access some of the that energy of you, mm-hmm. the bigger energy of you. So, you know, to me, in a simple way, I would say the Akashic Records are the place to go to reclaim your spirit and bring it more present right here and right now in this body, in this moment.
That's beautiful, and that's such a powerful way of doing that. And I know, you know, even when you access the Akashic Records, you're also receiving healing just from that space. Being in that space of the Akashic Records, it's also a very healing space as well. And that can help to clear some of this stuff as well, can it not?
Yes, absolutely. Because the Akashic Record is actually the information arm of divine creator, source, mother, father, God energy, mm-hmm. really, it is mm-hmm. stored in the unified field of the one mind, however mm-hmm. we like to call it. I often refer to it as God because it's simple, or creator or source. They're all right. Very interchangeable.
Yep.
But because we're literally accessing that energy, we are going into this beautiful, divine, pure, unconditional love, and that is healing in its own right. It mm-hmm. is the simplest of healing and really perfect, just as when we can know the truth of who we are and we can align with that energy, with that soul, spirit, wisdom, our lives can change really mm-hmm. radically, very simply. So,
I love that. And it's so simple to, there's a process to access the Akashic Records, but you can do it every day. Like, it's not just like once in a blue moon. You can do this on a regular basis, and you do that, and you teach that as well, to do it every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know what I would love to do is to kind of bring everybody into the energy with me so we yeah. can do some healing for the group on the call today.
Perfect. That would be great.
Okay. So I will just do this as just a simple kind of guided prayer visualization. And this will, if you wish, if you choose, if you just want to think, yes, that's all you have to do, just feel the energy encircle you as we ask the divine lords of unconditional love to please help us center fully in this moment as we create this sacred space. Please wrap us in your love and protection and allow us to travel to the highest realms of the Akasha available to us today. Please help as we lay our multidimensional hearts open to divine love and release all resistance. Lords of the Akashic Record, please guide us to the deepest truth we can access now. Support us in healing and releasing that which no longer serves on our true path. We give great thanks for your divine love and support on this journey today. So take a moment to just feel your energy expand and elevate. I see the Akashic Record energy as a silvery blue column of light, which is really encircling us all as a group here today so we can do some group clearing and work. And the other really beautiful thing with doing this as a group, and so the Akashic Beings of Light thank you, is as we come together in this group energy, opening this kind of group column of light, channeling this wisdom for many people. We are helping to raise our own vibration, and as we do that, that energy is rippling out and helping to raise the vibration of humanity. So it's a beautiful gift that we can give the world. And the other piece is that as this column of light comes down around us, it also connects as above, so below. It connects straight into our dear Mother Earth and heals and helps to raise the vibration of our planet. So it's healing energy to us as well as to Mother Earth, as well as humanity. So it's just this beautiful unconditional love. No judgment, no right or wrong or good or bad. It really is just perfect source energy. Good. So hopefully everyone feels that. I can kind of see people's hearts even kind of blossoming and blooming as the energy surrounds us all.
I love it. Yeah, no, I think it's beautiful. For me, it's a very warm energy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Very. I always say warm and fuzzy. I feel kind of like, you know, wrapped in that nice fluffy baby blanket. It's just because it's love. It's just pure love.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's, I'm in it. I can feel it. So it's like, okay. So now I'm just tuning in to see what, you know, the Akashic Record Keepers want to share with us or what would be of highest benefit for everyone. So, you know, the first thing I think for everybody, I think is important to know about, like we've talked a little bit about the Akashic Records, right? But, you know, let's talk about soul contracts. Let's talk about karma. Let's talk about vows from past lives. How do all of this, I'm laughing already, but how do all of these things affect us in this life?
Yeah, it's really fascinating because recently the beings of light have been speaking to me more about your soul plan. So I often just call it karma contracts and vows. And now they're getting a little they're getting a little tidier with their words. So they're saying this is all part of your soul plan. So the understanding is that before each of us decided to take a body and come back here to Earth, we made a plan. And that plan included soul contracts with other people, often with our family members, our family of origin, our even our ancestral lineage. We had ideas on what we wanted to learn about, and we often will call that karma. So lessons we wanted to learn, understand, and complete. Because the thing with karma in the records is that they say that it's like an incomplete lesson. Say you're going to university and you don't finish a class because you get pneumonia and you have to take a month off and stay in bed, and so you can drop the class, but it's an incomplete. And so next semester you have to go back and finish it up. Well, karma is really similar in that sort of way, right? So when we choose a lesson to learn, often they're a little bit more challenging, although I say that, and I've got three kids in college, so they probably beg to differ with me that college classes are every bit as challenging as karma. Your college-age kids might say the same thing, right? But part of what we're doing is we are learning and growing. This is the Earth is like the great university of the galaxy. So we come here to learn and to grow. And so if we don't get it, say we have good with examples. They like us to give examples because it makes it, you know, make more sense, right?
Just,
you know, imagine that back in the 1800s, you had a shop And you had a partner, you were shopkeepers together, and one day the partner decides that that he was done with the shop, that it wasn't making enough money, and he had been putting all the profits away. He has, you know, the bank account or all the money under his, you know, mattress at home, where, wherever it was being hidden, right? And one day he takes all the money and leaves town. And there you're left with a shop with some stuff in it, but, you know, rent to pay, a helper to pay, bills to pay, right, a family to support, and there you are feeling completely abandoned and just all of the energy, all of the emotion, all the trauma that's going to go with that story. Why would he do that to you? And so, you know, you may have struggled along. You may have closed the shop. Maybe you went and worked for somebody else. You survived your life really kind of in a miserable attitude, feeling that, that life has been unfair and that you know, the world is terrible. And, you know, maybe you die young of, you know, some illness that comes from all of these traumatic emotions. And so you end up, you know, kind of dying of TB at a very young age. And so here you are in another life, and part of what you wanted to learn is about understanding that process, understanding blame, abandonment. Why would someone steal from you? What part did you or your soul play into that, right? Mm-hmm. And so here again in this life, you may have a situation that could be mirroring it. It might be a little bit similar even, and sometimes we do the opposite. We're the one who wants to run with the money, or we have a business partner. Sometimes it'll show up in a different way. Maybe we get divorced and our ex takes all the money, wipes out the bank account, runs off before you can even get a penny out of the bank, and you're left, you know, kind of penniless, right? And we think, what the heck? Why would this happen? And we often go to blame and to all sorts of other things. But what we're looking at here is some really old big picture karma and how it's showing up in our life and what we're trying to learn about and how we're coming to grow as a soul. So part of that karma is literally about understanding. It's about forgiveness. It's about seeing that person as a divine soul with their own story and issues. It's even about maybe where in your other lives have you done that to other people.
Right, yeah.
So often karma is playing out both sides of the story. So often if we're having some trauma in our life, we've traumatized others also. We're never all good. It just doesn't work that way.
Right? Yeah, we've done it all, good and bad.
Right, exactly. So so it's very, you know, we make these very complex soul plans. And so this is about learning about why did I write this soul contract, which may be connected to some of this old karma, and then vows we've made, maybe to always love someone or never be rich again or
never
go into
business with anybody again, or, you know, yeah.
Right. I'm never going to trust anyone because they stole everything from me, right? So now we wonder, why do I have trust issues? Right?
Yes, I wonder.
Yeah. So there we are in your soul's library, which is huge and deep. It is so vast that each person actually has their very own personal librarians.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who we call the record keepers or the Akashic beings of light. There's quite a few librarians to keep your soul. Because if you imagine that most of us live on this planet Earth somewhere between 400 and 800 lifetimes just to figure it all out, not to mention other realms, dimensions, planets, planes, we have been floating around in the galaxies for a very, very, very long time. Millions, billions of years, right?
Trillions, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have big libraries. Each person has their very own library and their very own librarians. And these librarians help us to zero in on, you know, what's important for us now, you know. So when I do an Akashic Record reading, every once in a while a client will be like, what do they want to tell me? And what they want to say is, you are an infinite, glorious, divine soul, and what actually do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can go rolling, or it's like, you know, rolling around in the library. You could grab 50 books and just start to pluck through them. Some will be relevant, and most of them will not be.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, you know, when we can access this information for ourselves or have an Akashic consultation and healing, then we can literally hone in, you know, into that particular area or zone of our life, which could use our focus and our intention that will help us to understand some of the whys. Why did I come here? What karma do I have? What's my soul contract with my spouse? What's my soul contract with my father or my child? What gifts and talents have I come to share? All of this is part of your soul plan that you wrote before you embodied each time.
Yeah. And why is it that we can't remember even a tiny little iota of that? That's what I want to know. Why can't I remember?
Well, that's the game. That's the contract. That's the game we play with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So really the truth is that there would be no reason to come if we already knew. It's like, you know, it's like ruining the game. If you were playing a card game and you know what was in everyone's hand, well, that would just, you know, take all the fun out, right?
Yeah,
if you knew who was going to win, why play? I might as well just go home and sleep it out, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's boring.
So really no reason to come to Earth if you're not going to play the game full out.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so we let's say we have these soul contracts. I mean, everything is a contract of some sort, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's your children, business partners, et cetera. Even, you know, when you go for a training with somebody, that's, you know, that could be a soul contract as well. So some are great, but some are not so great. So how can we heal those contracts or terminate, whatever the word is, those contracts that are no longer serving us? And the question is, how do we know, well, no, how do we know? We always know that they're not serving us because we're blocked. But how can we easily let go of some of those contracts and easily get through some of that karma that's been holding us back? Because, you know, let's face it, I think most of the people on this call, they're like, I'm tired of these lessons. I'm tired of growing. I just want my life to work.
Right. Well, you know, so the Akashic, you know, record keepers usually give me five layers of answers. So, you know, I don't know. I say it's a simple process, but and it is easy, but it's still complicated because we are complicated, just like we say, we are ancient. So there's a couple things about soul contracts. Now, the interesting thing is that not every relationship has a soul contract. We probably write 100 soul contracts, but that's not going to be everyone you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of wild and funny, if you go with funny, I do, but you know, we do, but is that we do not always even have a soul contract with our birth parents.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's a kind of an interesting example. You may have a soul contract with someone else. I may choose a family because I have a soul contract with a grandmother or a sibling or an aunt. So honestly, even in my life, I raised my nephew. He had a very clear soul contract with me that he did not have with his parents. And his mother passed, and my brother, who I'm close to, and he's close to, but just never stepped into the I am your father kind of soul contract. My husband and I have the soul, the parent soul contract, but I wasn't going to have four kids. I was only going to have two, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but I had soul contracts with four souls. Mm-hmm. So they had to figure out how to get into my life with me having two births. Yeah. So I had one, I had my son, then I had twins. Right? So two came in one pregnancy, and then my nephew moved in. So I went from one to four with only two pregnancies, and I have four children.
There's,
you know, crazy convoluted soul contracts. They're not, and that's the fascinating thing, and again, why I love the records, is because how would I have ever known that if I couldn't ask about that? Before I was really working deeply in the records and asking that kind of information, I was feeling very put upon. Let me just say, I'm very human.
Yeah.
My intention was not to have four kids. My intention was to have one, maybe two. So when one turned to four, literally in like a day, I felt, right, very put upon. I thought, what the heck? This is not fair, right? We as humans often go to fairness.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what did I do to be punished like this? Now, for someone else, it would be, you know, but that was my mode at the moment, right?
Yeah,
what the heck, right? I had, my son was 1.5, and I had two newborns. I had three babies in diapers and a teenager.
Oh, my.
You should have gone to the market with me. It was the funniest shopping cart. You know, diapers upon diapers, you know, jarred baby food. I was not making organic or fresh baby food, let me just say. So I did nurse them all. But, you know, when it went to the food thing, jars. And and frozen pizzas for my nephew, right?
I was going to say, and junk food, lots and lots of junk food. Yes.
Lots of junk food and diapers. It was a little bit of a weird-looking shopping cart. But, you know, but when I realized that it was me who wrote the soul contracts, it was my choice to parent these children, and they're all four of them amazing, lovely. My nephew is just here. He's 35 and lives in Arizona. He was just home for the weekend visiting because he considers us his parents. He came home to visit, and my daughter, who's away at college, is coming home this weekend, and two of them still live at home, and they're just all lovely, and I'm very blessed. I realize now the blessing of these souls. But, you know, it could have gone a really different way without some greater wisdom.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, you know, can be an interesting piece because a lot of the listeners are like, I was born into the wrong family, or how did I end up with these muggles and I'm an alien? How did this all come about? And some of it really is because we sometimes have a soul contract with one of the parents but not the other, with someone else in the family. We sometimes actually, this is a little bit more rare, but I've seen it, where we've picked a family lineage because it's a genetic lineage that we have been part of in a past life. So that would mean that you may have actually been your great-great-great-grandmother.
Ah, right, okay.
And you want back into that genetic lineage. It's like, I put gifts in that lineage. I'm going to reclaim them again.
Interesting. So, people do that?
Yeah. You know, it's not as common, but it, you know, it's there too. We are as unique.
You just reminded me of something that somebody had told me a long time ago about me, and it slipped my mind. It's been years, and it just come back now. So I was like, okay, interesting. I have to go back and revisit that. That theory or that concept, you know, because it's different for sure.
Right. So we do write so many of these contracts, especially big ones. And karma is about a lesson that we want to learn and finish and grow and complete. And often it is connected or attached to a soul contract also. So that could show up like, we're getting ready to come to Earth and we decide, you know, we want to have a life partner or, you know, two. And mm-hmm. so we usually ask for volunteers, like, you know, let's write some soul contracts for life partners. And most of us actually write sometimes 6 to 12 soul contracts, and only one may come to fruition, or sometimes we marry more than once, or sometimes we have a long-term relationship, and then that may end. Sometimes yeah. our partner passes, and we find another one, or we divorce, or we separate, you know, we leave that person after 5 years. We've grown and changed anyway. But mm-hmm. so we write more than one, and actually you're a good example because we don't yeah. know where we're going to be living.
Yeah, right. So that's true. Right. I did not know about this.
but still, because of the world and the internet, et cetera, you could find your soul partner, someone mm-hmm. you had a soul contract with across the world.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in the olden days, if they weren't in your village or the village next door, you were probably out of luck. So you needed quite a few different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we might not come down where we thought we would. We might not land in the exact time and place we thought we would when we were kind of making that plan.
Oh, wow. And, you know, and that's so interesting because, you know, I've often had that question. It's like, okay, why was I born in this family? And then, you know, what made us come to North America, to Canada, you know, from India, you know? And then it's like... But it was all part of the plan, and I get it, and I can see it, and I can, you know, if I go back, I can see all the different parts of the plan to get me to where I am now. So I am kind of following my plan finally after, you know, a long time. But sometimes we get these nudges and these intuitive hits as to what to do next. And even though, and sometimes it's really extreme, you know, because we're not listening, we're not asking questions, we're not following our own guidance. And so that's why sometimes that can help, that can make us feel stuck, right, is when we're getting the information from our support team, we're not listening to it, or we're trying to make it fit into a certain way, and then we feel stuck. So how can the Akashic Records and the Akashic Record Keepers help us to get unstuck and find what the next step is? Because I think a lot of people right now, especially on the call, that's what they want to know is like, what is my next step? Why am I stuck? Why can't I change this, whatever this is, you know, right. into something else?
Right. And, you know, what I would say is that, and I know we'll talk more about this in a little bit, is that there are so many patterns that are really pretty big picture patterns. So many of us light workers on the earth today have had a lot of trauma through the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages, mm-hmm. and that has left us with kind of the masters are calling them like soul scars.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah. So if you were killed a couple of times as a healer, as a midwife, as a doctor, as a witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
Inquisition, we know, went on for 500 years. So most of us have been killed more than once.
Yes, yes.
For sharing our gifts, whether they were, you know, whether they were because we knew the right plants to take.
Mm-hmm.
Or how to, you know, help someone to actually get through that breech childbirth because we were midwives. But then sometimes we get killed if we couldn't save someone important's wife.
Mm, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
lots of different, sometimes our neighbors were just trying to get out of getting themselves killed. And so they were just, you know, naming every woman in the village, right? That's how the part of the whole witch hunt went. And so this trauma, the physical pain, the torture, the getting burned at the stake, all the nastiness actually does. We do a couple of things. We make vows on our deathbed, which say, I'm never going to do that again. That got me killed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a vow that creates a very strong block. And the emotional pain, the trauma, the spiritual pain, which is how could, mm-hmm. you know, God have forsaken me? How could, you know, Mother Goddess God have let this happen to me, right? Here I'm being of service to the community. I'm a great midwife. I'm, I'm, you know, teaching people about health and herbs, and how could they let me get killed for this, right? So we feel abandoned by God or by Source, and so mm-hmm. there we are, again, making vows, saying, I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
Really creating, there's a lot of scarring that comes with this trauma. And so part of the thing I find in the Akashic Records is really multi-layered. The beings of light tell us that one of the greatest gifts we have is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can learn to forgive, we literally can release that old karma.
And forgiveness is ourselves, God, because, you know, as you were talking about, you know, being forsaken by God and being angry at God for, you know, letting something happen, a lot of emotion was coming up for me. And so it's like, you know, so it's like there's that forgiveness piece needed for ourselves and for God, you know, and to anybody else who may have been involved. But
right.
sometimes we don't acknowledge the fact that we need to forgive God because we don't want to say that we're angry with God.
Right. And it is huge. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, my anger at God derailed my life by about 20 years.
Yeah.
you know, and,
I
and
hear you.
So many of us have this, right? For a million different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's true to be conscious of the fact that, that anger,
and it's pain. I mean, the anger
right.
is the surface symptom, you know, but it's the pain and it's that fear of separation, right? And being alone is really
yeah.
what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Abandonment, which is yeah. a biggie, right? That emotional
yeah.
pain that mine had to do with blame. A couple of my closest friends died very young, and so I blamed God. How could you let that happen? That's
mm-hmm.
unfair, you know, all of that. So I blamed God for letting any of that happen, being an unfair, mean, you know, vindictive God sort of thing. And so, yeah, so there was a lot of that, abandonment, separation, blame, anger, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you
all
name
those
it,
strong
it's probably rolled in there, right?
yeah, yeah, for sure.
So many of us have that. And again, you know, the person to be able to see, sometimes it's very human. Sometimes we have an abusive parent and we blame that person for ruining our lives. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we also blame God for allowing us to be hurt and harmed and put in that situation. And we blame the world.
Yeah.
And this is a huge trauma in our lives, and it can become a huge block to moving forward because we can't see the world any longer, the universe, the divine source, creator, and other souls and spirits as divine and loving and light.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into a very challenging place of dark pain. And it's a very hard place to create from. And so often when we have a hard time moving forward in our lives, we realize it's in so many different areas. It's around, it's around making money, having a job, starting a business, or having a loving relationship, having supportive people in your life, just having, you know, kind of nice friends sometimes even. Right? If our heart is so closed down and so wrapped in pain, we're not calling any of the good of the universe to us because we're wrapped in that pain. So part of the thing with working in the records and part of the energy healing work that I do for people is to bring that divine unconditional love down into the body, to the client, to see and know and understand some of these origins, whether it was a past life trauma or a childhood trauma or a trauma from last week at the office or in your marriage or mm-hmm. whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
We can literally find out about it, ask about it, see it in the Akashic Records because everything is written there, and we can actually heal it there because we can, when we understand and know this, we can start to release those blocks, energetic blocks, and let go of the soul contracts as we start to understand the learning, the growth, the pattern. What did I want to learn? And when we go, oh, I get it. I get what I wanted to learn. I'm seeing it. We start to let go really naturally and through the records, through this high vibration of unconditional love. We can literally release these blocks really pretty simply.
And then we can use that energy to start creating more of what we really want. You know, whether it's the business or the relationship or moving forward on our next step, whatever that happens to be. Because now the energy is free for us to use in that way, right?
Right, absolutely. So one of the things to me that's always so great is that, I've just started to kind of call it all soul retrieval because, like I was saying in the very beginning, we have splintered into so many bits and pieces that are scattered all about that it's important for us to clear the pain and trauma so we can reclaim all of that so that we can be whole, which makes it really easy to create. Right? When you're all whole and in one place, it's so much easier.
It's much easier. Absolutely. Yeah. It's the energy is not scattered. You have more of it to use, at your disposal. And then you have more clarity too as well. Right. So, And I'm just laughing because like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Looking at the time, it's like, oh my goodness, time goes by so fast. So, is it possible to do a general healing, and then we'll take some questions from the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just so I think we're going to do a little combo kind of healing.
Okay.
What I'm hearing is to do the forgiveness prayer for everybody because it's always so powerful, and now we've got all of that kind of energy lit up in our field where we may be conscious or unconsciously, we haven't forgiven someone, and that, it just sucks so much of our energy. Again, it's that kind of like I'm just continually disrupting my field, I'm poisoning myself, I'm just bringing misery into my life by just, not feeling love and compassion and understanding for the people around me. So let's do the forgiveness prayer. I have been called from the very beginning to do a family ancestral influence healing.
Okay.
So something about the family ancestry, which is really about clearing all that stuff through our lineage, because that can really muck us up. And often people will even show up and I'll see that they have something like a curse, what I would call a curse. It comes down through the family where there has been great anger and strife and really negative energy thrown at a person or at a family for some reason. A lot of times it ends up around money. Sometimes it shows up in health, but often it's around money. It was very often around property and owning things, back when we didn't have much to own except for maybe a piece of land or a horse or something. So we might have gotten cursed, just like your great-great-great-grandfather got cursed because you took over the property from his neighbor because the neighbor couldn't, keep it up anymore and the neighbor cursed you. And it becomes a family curse. So as crazy as curses sound, you would be shocked how often I see it in the world when people come to me and say, I'm having trouble making enough money.
Yeah.
And I will see family curses. So let's do family curses around money.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I'm writing this down because I'm getting something around that for myself. Like, oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. It's surprising how many people have them. It's relatively common. We don't tend to talk about it, but that's what I just call them curses because I just get, that's just easy. Just go there. It's direct because sometimes I don't see, some of them were kind of the old style voodoo kind of curse or gypsy kind of curse where it was really done by more of a shaman or a witch or somebody who really had some power. But it can also be done just through, you know, tremendous anger and bad intention.
Exactly. Yep, that's true.
So, you know, that's where the modern day curses tend to come from. But let's start with the forgiveness prayer. So let's forgive everybody for anybody who was not nice to us.
Including ourselves.
So people will notice as I read this, just close your eyes and just listen along as though it's you saying it. There's three layers. The first part, we are forgiving anyone or anything that has hurt us. The second piece, we actually forgive ourselves for hurting others, whether we do it consciously or unconsciously. But there's a big piece of that, you know, like, ooh, I said something mean, I didn't really mean to, I hurt that person, and it's left this discordant energy out there in the world. And it often kind of brings us into a place of kind of feeling shame and guilt. And those are very low vibrations. So we want to let go of shame and guilt by forgiving ourselves for unconsciously hurting others or consciously. And, you know, the rest of the piece is always good to finish. And, of course, ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves for talking poorly to ourselves, for not loving ourselves fully, all of the bits and pieces that we know are part of our, you know, kind of everyday life. So, three layers of forgiveness in this forgiveness prayer. So we ask Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness towards myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the grace and the power of forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to a state of divine innocence. And so it is. Blessed be. So just feel that energy moving. I see a lot of it just kind of swirling and uplifting, clearing as we move into this beautiful state of forgiveness, state of divine innocence. Good. And then let's go on to the prayer to clear family ancestral influence. So we ask the Akashic Beings of Light, we call upon them to help and support us as we consciously break the chains passed down through the generations to me in this moment. I expand my consciousness to be aware of the family ancestral lineage that includes me. I become aware of all the generations which have passed and all the generations which are yet to come. I acknowledge my oneness with Creator as I release every negative connection, every debt, burden, or curse that would prevent me from becoming the person my soul has planned. As these negative ties are released and my spirit feels the lightness within, I can now intend that I follow the path my soul has chosen. I am untangled from the family genetic and ancestral lineage, and we are all free to follow our divine paths. All negative outcomes are avoided, and so it is. Blessed be.
Yes, thank you. Wow. I'm still feeling the energy moving through.
Mm-hmm. So the healing prayers are really easy, beautiful ways to start to move the energy daily for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what we're going to talk about. Should we just segue into
we should. Yeah, we'll segue into the special offer, and then after that we'll take some live questions from the audience. I say audience, like, wow, it's a new word for me. I never use that. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer, and if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lisa11. And Lisa's special offer this time is healing through the Akashic Records, divine frequency clearings and activations to empower your life. So this is a totally different package. You've never had this on here before with us.
No, absolutely not. So for many years, you know, of course, I was very called to empower people by teaching them to access their own Akashic Records. But mm-hmm. what the Akashic Masters have said this year was that, you know, of course, we always want to help people meet everyone where they are. And there's a lot of high energy coming through. There's a lot of pain and trauma that's coming up for people. And I would say that all of us just need some simple help sometimes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's what this package is that I have put together. It is six 2-hour pre-recorded calls. They're MP3s that you can download with all of the embedded Akashic energy healing in it. So basically, the big picture is 12 hours of Akashic healing for you on mm-hmm. just about every subject we could think of.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, you know, it's about abundance and emotional pain in families. That's a big one. And,
yeah.
you know, help, you know. And speaking your truth, that seems to be a big one for people. It's like,
yeah.
you know, I don't know why. And self-love, you know, like... These learning to trust yourself, I love that. It's like these are so relevant for everybody right now.
Right, and that was really what happened is that I started, you know, of course, to look at all of the readings. I've done thousands and thousands of readings, and, you know, what did everybody want help with? People wanted help with their abundance and their relationships and their health and, mm-hmm. and often their sole purpose in starting maybe a new job or a new career, getting more in alignment with who they really are as a soul, and stepping into our power. So, you know, these are it. So we really did, if people look, kind of quickly scroll through the six sessions, there is 1 2-hour session to clear blocks to abundance because there's many different varieties of how that shows up, whether it's past life vows of poverty from spiritual lives, whether it's old karma where maybe we stole from others or we had money stolen or things stolen from us and we've come to work that through, or we don't feel we deserve. Sometimes it's connected to those soul contracts and deservingness. So 2 hours of clearing blocks to abundance. It is. And, you know, and then the second item is to help release this emotional pain in families. Again, like we say, we don't always feel like we're all that connected to our mm-hmm. family of origin.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are, but a lot of times we're not. So, but there are contracts in there. And again, a lot of times we come to work through karma, which may have to do with emotional pain. It may have to do with emotional abuse, physical, sexual abuse. Sadly enough, there is a lot of that in the world because there's a big soul contract to complete this mm-hmm. in the world mm-hmm. now so that we can move forward into a higher vibrational, creating heaven on earth, another 5D world, a new 5D world, right? We can't take abuse into a fifth dimensional world. It's not going with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many, many light workers are here to help us to complete that, and it's one of their big soul contracts. And, of course, you know, we find how all these emotions and traumas and different pieces play into our physical health, how our ancestral lineage and genetics will play into that. So, you know, we walk through 2 hours of physical level healing. You know, and the fear to speak your truth, item 4, really is a big deal because we need to step out there and share our gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're afraid that we're going to get killed for our gifts, right, then we're keeping our mouths closed. We're hiding in a corner. We're, you know, staying in the corporate world instead of going out and writing our book and becoming a speaker or, you know, doing some bigger work. So it is important for us to be able to feel comfortable and clear that karma around our fear of being seen and speaking our truth. And, of course, our own self-doubt, our low self-esteem, our you know, emotional pain that leads to lack in so many ways. We really did a whole session around opening to self-love, which is, again, so beautiful and so powerful in the world right now. And as we learn to trust ourselves and trust others, trust our own guidance, trust our intuition, trust our gifts so that we can share them in the world, that's a big piece which is so important to be able to own so that we can step out and be the highest and best us that we came to be, right? So it all intertwines and interweaves. And one of the great things with this 12-hour program is you can listen to it more than once because we often heal on kind of in that spiral sort of energy, right?
Yeah.
So we start and we clear that, and maybe a month or two or 6 months later we listen again and we hear different things. And we're like, oh, I get that now. I'm ready to clear that now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that, along with the 7 new Akashic prayers to support the healing that I use in the calls, as well as 15 brand new Akashic healing prayers to shift your life immediately. So a bunch of prayers around things like happiness and courage and strength and being able to step into the unknown where before we may have been afraid of the unknown. We want to clear jealousy and competition or blame and disappointment and resentment so that we can go forward and create this beautiful, glorious life for ourselves. So all of that is included, as well as a 25% savings on a personal 30-minute session with me. If you want to do one-on-one Akashic Record healing work with me, you can save 25%. So that is the second bonus. So we put it together. I made it as easy to access as possible at $97, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I love how this package addresses all the different areas of a person's life and what they may be going through right now, and, you know, the different prayers that can help to start to release some of that so that you can move forward.
Right. So people often want to, you know, they always want to kind of say, who is this for? It's like, this is for everybody, because who doesn't have any of this stuff, right?
Yeah,
or all of this stuff.
Exactly. And some things may stand out more, you know, for somebody than the other ones. And so focus on that first, you know, and deal with that. Or sometimes, you know, the one that you're resisting, it's like, oh, no, I don't need that. Do that. Because there might be something in there that you really need to get you unstuck and clear so that the other stuff gets cleared even more easily. And that's what I'm finding right now, is like sometimes, you know, there are some healing ceremonies or some practices that it's like, oh, yeah, like I'm not attracted to these at all. It's like, okay, why am I not attracted to these? What's up with that? Because there's a resistance. It's like, ooh, there's probably something there that needs to be healed, something that needs to be cleared, something that needs to be changed, you know? So it's like, okay, let's look at that as well. So a balance between what you think you should work with and what energetically you're being really called to clear now, right? Because I think we all know sometimes what's going on, even though we don't sometimes consciously want to know it.
Right. That unconscious is pretty tricky, isn't it?
Yes.
But absolutely. And if it turns out that it wasn't a big deal for you, you kind of whip through it, you dust off the extra layers, and you move on to the next thing. But it's pretty amazing how, you know, even after all these years, when I do, people will hear me cry in these recordings. Yeah. There are things that touch me so deeply, I just get totally choked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all the years, and yeah, all in, I mean, you know, 30 years of healing stuff, right? It mm-hmm. still will. There will be something that will trigger me. There will be some old pain. I will still get information around some trauma or karma, like this yeah. childhood, you know, pain, my childhood pain. It just came clear to me, you know, 50 years later the other day, I got another new download, like, oh, I get it, you know,
I get it, yeah.
another layer of information. So it's beautiful to be able to continue in so many different ways to heal yeah. ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. And, you know, and yes, we are constantly healing something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If your life is going great, great, yay, right? But if there's something that you're stuck in, some area that you're stuck in, you're not having some clarity in something, then perhaps, you know, you may want to check out this package. And, you know, the healing energy of the Akashic Record is embedded in the recordings, right, Lisa?
Yes. So, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's 12 hours of healing plus all the knowledge and wisdom and, you know, information, as well as all of different prayers. And sometimes saying a prayer is the easiest way you can shift something, you know, and it's the quickest and easiest way to shift something instead of working on something for months and months and months, you know, do a prayer and that will work, you know, to start shifting it. Right.
Right. Well, and yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as the Akashic Masters start giving me more and more and more prayers, I'm actually working on a new book of healing prayers. And I was a little confused, and I'm like, really? Why that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, because this is really the easiest way for everyone to simply connect to this pure, unconditional love of Source,
mm-hmm.
to receive this healing with ease and grace. And, you know, really to access information, wisdom, healing, all of that by reading a prayer. And for one
yeah.
person, it may be one day. And for someone else, they may do it, you know,
longer.
For weeks. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I love the story. I had a client, and he told me, he was about a 65-year-old guy, you know, lived in Florida, realtor. And I thought, you know, kind of not my typical client, 65-year-old realtor, right?
Right.
And but spiritual guy, obviously had a spiritual enough path. And he said he and his brother, who had their real estate business together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His brother had been angry at him for 15 years.
Wow.
They worked together for 25 years. 15 years his brother's been angry at him.
Wow.
So I said, well, you know, this sounds a little oversimplistic, I have to say, but, you know, we did a bunch of clearing. We did some past life clearing, some karmic clearing for him, of course, in his records. And then the Akashic Master said, give him the forgiveness prayer, the one we just did together.
Right.
And he said that prayer every single day for 6 months. And one day, he said, his brother walked into the office and looked at him and said, well, I guess some days you just have to forgive.
Wow.
And that was that. He said that his brother is, like, back. He's
wow.
not
nice.
Mad at him again.
Oh,
he said it's
beautiful.
Weird almost. It's so
yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. And, you know... Wow.
Right.
Good job.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was about him doing his own forgiveness work and forgiving himself and forgiving his brother for whatever it was, or forgiving whatever it was that had happened, because he wasn't even clear on what had happened anymore 15 years later.
Yeah, 15 years later. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And,
yeah.
And yet this energy, because it's divine source energy, it's creator energy, it moves through us. And again, like I was saying, when we did the forgiveness prayer, it ripples out into the world. And how it will ripple is not our decision or choice. We don't have to know. We just let it ripple out, and it can be so beautiful.
I love that. Thank you. Oh, great story. I love it. So yeah, so please do take a look at the special offer that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lisa11. Okay, so Lisa, we're going to take some questions from people on the Q&A and live. So here's a question in the Q&A first. We'll start off with Patricia in Australia. She had a question. She says, I have had some strong resistance and fears about developing my intuitive healing abilities in this lifetime, and I sense that something that happened in the past life has contributed to this resistance. Are you able to offer any insights and assistance so that I am more open to exploring and using any gifts and abilities that I may have? And I think this is relevant to a lot of people, a lot of light workers, a lot of, you know, people who are wanting to be more intuitive and just not able to, you know, or wanting to be healers and just not able to, or even if they are, they're not able to use their gifts to a greater advantage, I think, sometimes, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so what I'd love to do is I will do some Akashic energy healing. The divine source energy just moves through me to out into the groups, whoever feels that they have that matching picture, that matching story. And so we will do this for Patricia and for everyone who kind of says me too, or thinks me too, or feels me too.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a couple of levels and layers. So let's just start with clearing. We're going to go back, and we're going, they're guiding us back to about 1000 AD. And seems a little early for the Inquisition, but what they're showing me is some lifetimes where, like Christianity was getting really strong and paganism was having to go underground. So lifetimes where we had to hide our spiritual religious beliefs because we were, you know, we could have been druids or pagans or, you know, a part of a mystery school or a goddess temple, whatever, you know, that was wherever in the world, because, you know, we could call them kind of generally really the mystery schools and the temples. But they started to have to go very underground, and because people were getting persecuted for their spiritual beliefs, for being pagans, and even getting killed for that, really. Before the witch trials, it was, you know, paganism.
There was always something.
There was always something, isn't there? Holy moly.
Yeah.
It's amazing any of us come out, right? So I'm just clearing that energetically as we speak. So the way I do this for the group is I just, the Akashic beings of light, give me this picture, this story, and then we start to just move out, drain this old dark energy. We are draining the fear, the trauma, the pain, the physical pain, the emotional pain, all of those energies that are connected to these lives where we had to hide out. So I'm just going to do that. Then I'm going to move up in time a little bit to a little more of the witch trial energy, the Inquisition. And then we'll clear out some of that. Okay. So I just want to make sure everybody's breathing. Breathing makes it much easier to keep that energy moving out of your system. I see it kind of like a vortex or a kind of a little cyclone swirling around people. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you may feel that. Everybody, I know you tend to yawn, Shefali.
I
don't, yours comes through very yawny. Some people feel cold or hot or spinny or swirly or tingly, and some people just want to fall asleep. And those are all really pretty common kind of signs that energy is moving through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes forgetting to breathe. That's my thing. I always forget to breathe. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, so just clearing our pagan trauma, our any of that. And then I want to clear these lives where we may have been either hung or burned or some of us
stabbed.
Were even, pardon?
Stabbed.
Oh, stabbed, right. Stabbed, always good. Crucified actually was coming up. I don't tend to see that one as related, but that's what they're saying, is that it can be related in different countries. To this kind of dark ages, so really between kind of dark, well, we're just going to swoop the whole dark ages, middle ages together there. Just going to clear this out, because a lot of this gets really trapped in the body. I'm seeing people who have a couple of different things. So shackles around the ankles, people may feel that. It may actually hurt your feet or your ankles. People may relate to that, or legs. Again, sometimes we actually feel those old karmic stab wounds, or we have neck problems from being hung. All of these can show up in the body. So if you notice an energy or a tingling in a specific part of the body, that may be because that's clearing and releasing that old trauma out of the body, that old karma out of your body, like I was talking about, this kind of the mm-hmm. soul scar.
Right, yeah.
Would be something that would show up. I'm seeing a lot of people with knives in their back, so I imagine both physical and proverbial. If your neighbor turned you in for being a witch, I imagine mm-hmm. whether you got stabbed in the back or not, it was energetically, yeah. proverbially being stabbed in the back, right?
Yes, absolutely. Wow.
Right. And then that was.
I'm getting chills on that one, so it's like, okay.
Got a couple of those too, right? And like I always say, the Inquisition went on for 500 years. I read these numbers and then I put them out of my mind because they are so huge. Like,
yeah.
10 million people died. I mean, it's such a crazy number that you, it's like I can't wrap my brain around it. So I'm always like, oh, that can't be 10 million. It must be 10,000. And then I'll go back and I'll see it again and I'll think, that's just insane. But true for hundreds of years. I mean, they were wiping out. It's almost amazing that the human race went on for as many women as got killed for all this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Between that and the plague, I'm surprised we're still here.
And there's so many of us, yeah.
Right. We came back with a vengeance, right? Okay, so we're just going to bring bright light. So we like to fill, I want to fill you up with all the highest energy, Akashic information and wisdom you can now hold, now that we've cleared out that trauma. And the other nice thing I love to do is to reclaim the gifts and talents from those lives that you've often locked off. So it may have been being a shaman, mm-hmm. an oracle, a doctor, an herbalist, maybe you really had great gifts in different sorts of ways, whether they were intuitive or physical, like a midwife. Whatever that is for you, we are just going to bring those gifts and talents back present in this life, in this physical body. And this is part of what the Akashic Masters call the Akashic Soul Retrieval System.
Hmm.
To really retrieve, reclaim those great gifts and talents, along with that energy that's been, you know, splintered out there.
Yeah.
You know, so we've held on to the fear and we've lost the gift. So now we got rid of the fear and reclaimed the gift. So yay.
Yay. Love that. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot, but there was a lot of energy on that for sure.
Yeah.
That's being released for sure.
Yeah, so let me just kind of ground everybody. A lot of people floated off on that one. That was big. Okay, let's get everybody grounded and back, present in your bodies. It's actually easier, more efficient when you're grounded and present in your body to manifest in this earth plane. So remember, grounding is good, even though it doesn't always feel so comfortable. But it makes it easier for us as light workers to create and manifest in this earth dimension.
Because we are living in this earth dimension, people.
Yes, we are. Even if we argue about it.
Mm-hmm. We are here.
Good. Okay.
That was big. Thank you. Great question, Patricia.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia.
Okay. Whew. So can we go to the phone lines? How are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1217. And so so we want to make the questions as general as possible, right? Lisa, because you're not going into each individual's Akashic record, you're just in the group right now.
Right, absolutely. So when I do a private Akashic reading for someone, I would open their personal records and I could tell you exactly what your soul contract is with your spouse or whatever that might be. But we're in the group energy and we want to do, you know, kind of the bigger clearing for everyone on the call. So if you can just put your question in a way so that, you know, it can be useful for everyone. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Perfect. So phone number ending in 1217. 1217. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I guess as far as a general question, then I would ask about truly like trusting in yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
if, I don't know, blockages behind that, or you know.
Okay.
That's a great question for the group,
yeah.
Eliana. Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me just ask you a little more personally, because we can, you know, we can go a little bit deeper with you. Does this feel like more as you step out into the world to create a career or how is that?
Yeah, exactly. That is
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, many different realms, so I just want to make sure let's go on that career path realm for the group, because absolutely so many of us have that. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So what the Akashic Masters are suggesting is we're going to do some different, let's see, they're just showing me a couple different pictures. There's a couple of lifetimes that you have where you have been an apprentice, like a healer, healing apprentice, even a kind of like a shamanic apprentice, and where you have not lived up to your mentor's wishes or desires. So they were really kind of angry, abusive people, and they made you feel less than, that you weren't good enough, that you couldn't get it, that you weren't smart enough, that sort of energy. And then I'm hearing that got triggered again in this life in your childhood, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So let's clear that for you and for everybody. And so many of us have those kind of matching stories, right, in one way or another. So we're just going to clear all the past lives in which you and everyone were apprentice in some ways. And sometimes we were, you know, we may have been a kind of a spiritual healer, shamanic apprentice, but of course we were also apprentices. I mean, most things were taught through apprenticeship in the middle, dark middle ages, right? So you were taught how to sew or to shoe a horse or to, you know, to build things, to make things. It was all through apprenticeship. Of course, we didn't have schools like that. So we all learned from someone who taught us, really, in so many different ways. So just in a bigger global sort of way, we want to clear traumatic apprenticeship. They're showing me some, like, architects and some buildings of those kind of bigger stone buildings that they built in the Middle Ages. You know, that was also apprenticeship, really. So clearing all of that negative energy, all of the, really, a lot of verbal abuse, even physical abuse in those realms I'm getting, that made us kind of afraid to step out and shine because we might get, you know, hit or whacked or verbally abused by our mentors if we were too good, and certainly that if we weren't good enough. So it was a very fine line to be good but not too good, not show them up, not be, you know. So just all of that. Clearing our fear of shining is what they're saying. Because you really want to shine. It really is time. That's why we've come now, right? Is to shine in so many ways. And it's interesting because I often work on clearing kind of different levels of abuse, and I haven't seen it or thought about it particularly in this layer of apprenticeship kind of abuse, physical, verbal abuse. But the masters are telling us that we're also clearing that energy because, you know, it still goes on in the universities. It still goes on in different sorts of mentorships around. So it's still present in our world, even if we're not particularly conscious of it. There are some worlds, especially isn't it interesting that the dance world shows up as kind of abusive, kind of interesting. I really know nothing about it, but that's what was some of the more esoteric arts and even theater, a lot more trauma and drama sometimes. So interesting. We're just clearing all of that abusive mentors out of our space so that we can go and stand up and shine in all of our glory. And then I'm going to do that again, really kind of in the childhood pictures where it might have been, again, it could have been a dance teacher, it could have been a music instructor, it could have been a parent, it could have been a nun in our Catholic church or something. You know, they were known, especially back a while ago, for being kind of abusive, you know, whacking the knuckles with a ruler and just yelling a lot and all sorts of, you know, stories when I was growing up. So just clearing all of that verbal abuse, emotional abuse, trauma, not good enough from our childhood. So Oh, good. That's starting to feel bigger, clearer, more open. Lovely. Good. And then we're going to do two healing prayers. We're going to fill everyone up with the highest energy and vibration and light you can now hold. And then we want to do the prayer for to assist with forward motion, right? To moving forward, which is, I believe, part of your question, really. Kind of how can I get out there and offer my gifts to the world. I don't think you use those words, but that's how I get them. So we're going to do the prayer to assist forward motion, and we're going to do the prayer for alignment, both beautiful prayers to assist. So the first one for forward motion. Just getting a little grounded, noticing your feet on the ground. We ask Mother, Father, Goddess, God, please release the ties that bind me. Help me to expand outside of time and space to clear and release any energy that is trapped in the past. From the beginning of time until this present moment, please help me to gather my highest energy in this moment that I may have the impetus to move forward on my soul path, fulfilling my soul purpose. And so it is. Blessed be. Oh, good. And we'll do the prayer for alignment. Spirit, Source, Universe, please show me what it feels like to be the highest, brightest, and most aligned, expansive self that I can be today. Please open my heart to know the truth of my divinity and allow me to receive all the good that is within and without. Please guide me to be clearly on my soul path and abundant in all ways with ease and grace. And so it is. Blessed be. Amen. And I actually believe that both of those prayers are part of the package with the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I love those prayers.
Eliana, how are you feeling?
Oh, very good. Thank you so much.
Good.
You're
wonderful.
So
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
And you know, and those were some prayers and some healings that we can all relate to and use, you know, to help us move forward. Oh my goodness, wow. So here's an interesting question. And, you know, because like normally when we talk about soul contracts, right, we talk about heavy stuff and negative stuff and abusive stuff and, you know, not fun stuff. So someone's asking, can a soul contract be happy, be a happy contract, you know? Absolutely.
Yes, it can. As a matter of fact, what I would say is that most of us actually write a few soul contracts, which I just call support contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, those are kind of the greatest marriage, child, family kind of contracts, because they're really about supporting each other on our path. So seeing the truth of that soul for who they are and helping them and supporting them in all ways, divinely, unconditional love, just being here to support you and love you and help you to share your light and your gifts in the highest and best you. So those are really the great, great, wonderful, lovely contracts.
Yes.
And a lot of times we just don't think about them, but that might be the person you're married to or that amazing child that you feel so in resonance with, so close to, so much great love with, you know.
Yes.
So, or your best friend. It could be with like someone who's part of your soul family and is your best friend in this life.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I have, you know, quite a few of like happy contracts that I have, and I'm like, I'm so grateful for them because, they've expanded my life into so much more than I could have possibly imagined. You know, we all have those negative ones, you know, those challenging ones, but these happy ones, positive ones, supportive ones have made the other ones, you know, easier to handle, kind of thing.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Right. And one of the other kind of interesting thing about, like, sometimes negative soul contracts, the faster you learn that lesson, the faster they can go away.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So they're not for life. Contracts are not written for life.
Yeah,
some of them
that's
are
a
long
point.
Term.
Yeah, but they don't have to be, right? You can choose and at any time to end a contract, right?
Right, right. So for a lot of us, we may have a soul contract to complete some karma with somebody, and if that person is not conscious, aware, doing their work, trying to complete it, doing their forgiveness, trying to, you know, shift into a supportive role or understanding or, you know, whatever that lesson is, if the other person is not doing it and not going to do it, then for at least this life, that contract with that person really becomes kind of null and void. And we may finish that contract with someone else, or we may work on it in another lifetime.
Yeah. Or between lives sometimes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't need to suffer endlessly, you know, with a lousy contract. That doesn't mean just, you know, go dash off, because that can cause more karma. But when we get really clear about these things, that I'm doing my work, I'm offering my love, I'm doing my forgiveness work, and, you know, they're still an angry, abusive person, that's good, done, over for now.
Done, yeah, exactly. Interesting. So one last quick question, Lisa, is about Courtney has a question about the numbers 44 and 444. She sees them so often, and she'd like to know why they're so prevalent and showing up now.
You know, I'm not a numerologist, so kind of the numbers is not my strongest piece, but in the records, what they do suggest is that the repeating numbers are often doorways for us. For some some people, it might be an 1111, or for someone else, I get a lot of 333, which I get is very angelic energy. I am hearing that the fours can be a little more galactic. So it's like another dimension. So right now we're basically living in the third dimension. We're moving into the fourth and will be moving into the fifth. So what they're saying for you is it's more about you being in and shifting, expanding into that fourth dimensional energy, which is beautiful. It's also more conscious, more aware, higher vibration than the third. And it's the bridge between the third and the fifth. So
embrace it.
Embrace it. Yeah, jump on in.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting question, because my daughter, she sees the number 44 and 444 all the time. And so she is a very advanced soul, for sure, you know, and highly attuned, you know, and you know, I always told her, okay, it means the angels are with you. So, which means basically your support team is with you. You're never alone. You know, your support system is always with you, and you're on the right path, kind of thing. Because I had to try and say it in a way that she would be okay with it, you know? So it's like, oh, yeah, you're just being watched over. You're okay. You're good.
Right. No, absolutely. So, you know, they have a little different resonance because of our own personal kind of energy and numbers. But, fourth dimension, well, the angelic realms, right? All the angels are with us. These are divine guidance. You know, it really is, it's beautiful. So they're good things to embrace.
Absolutely. And so, and just, you know, and that's be in the state of gratitude for being aware of it and seeing it. You know, it's all good. So, so I'm just checking, Lisa. I know we've already like gone over our time for today. I'm just seeing if there's anything else that we wanted to discuss for sure. It's like, I think we covered so much, you know.
Yes, we did, didn't we? I love it. It's so fun to get together with you, Shefali, and just to share the healing and the wisdom of the record. So, you know, I'm just really looking forward to everyone being able to start to clear and drop and release so many of these old patterns and contracts and, you know, past lives. And we really work on all of that in the program, because that's how the masters, you know, really explain. People often will say things to me like, well, I don't really care about past lives, but it's like, it's your past lives that, that drive what we came to do and what we're bringing with us and who we are now. So they're very connected. They're very linked. It's not just, oh, was I a king or a queen in a past life? It's like, right, what gifts and talents do I have? Mm-hmm. You know, what can I use? What can I access to you know, to share with the world, to be of service with the world, and to get out of my own way so I can do this. So, you know, it's always exciting to be able to see people doing that, stepping into the expanse of the Akashic field as we raise our vibrations and, you know, shift up into the fifth dimension too.
And you know, finally claim who we truly are and shine in the world instead of being afraid of, you know, being hurt again, being killed again, being whatever again. You know, it's like this is a different time and age, and it's time for us to share our gifts, whatever they happen to be, and do what we came to do without that fear, because you're not going to get, you know, it's not going to happen this time. And the thing is, with this package, you can start to heal those fears too, those emotional blocks, those emotional wounds, those scars, you know, those soul scars, so that you can move forward. Because I think that's the reason why people sometimes are so stuck, is because they have these wounds and these unconscious beliefs, you know, and patterns that are still holding them back, and they don't even know sometimes what they are, you know, and those scars, you know, once you heal them, and this is one way of doing that, you can start to really move forward and create what you want. And then you don't have to say anymore, well, I can't do it. Yeah, you can. And this is one way of how you can start, right?
Right. Yes, an easy, easy way to start, because you can just listen and I do the clearing for you.
Yeah. I mean, how easy is that, right? And there's, and there's healing energy in each of those calls, right, in each of the MP3s. And then you have the prayers as well, so that you can, you know, really embrace that to do it yourself, you know. And I think that's beautiful, because it is empowering that way, you know. So it's not just you doing it, but it's also yourself, you know, healing yourself, right? So
right, and the Akashic Masters are there with you as you read a prayer. So you can read a prayer. It takes, you know, 30 seconds. You could read five prayers in 2 minutes, right? So if you don't have time to sit and listen for an hour, you could be like, oh, but I like that prayer. I'm going to do that one every day. Like I always recommend the forgiveness prayer. You know, really, for most of us, every day for 33 days to really start to clear this old trauma and karma out of our bodies. So, yeah, they're beautiful gifts the Masters have given us of their energy imbued in all of the healing, the prayers, the work, the audio, so that people can really go deep.
Wonderful. Thank you. And you know, it's I've used some of these prayers in the past, and they're so powerful. You know, you can really feel the energy, you know, from these prayers. And it, you know, it's such an easy thing to do every day. And as you're doing it, especially forgiving yourself, you really start to loosen up those blocks. You know, you really start to loosen up those old emotions. And then you have more of that energy for yourself to really create what you want, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces that we are doing, or we need to do right now, is to forgive, you know, mostly ourselves, you know. But if we can do that, even a little bit at a time, it will help. It will really, really help. So thank you, Lisa, for sharing that, because it's so important.
Yes, absolutely.
So the special offer package is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lisa11. It'll be on the replay page and the replay email shortly. What else was I going to say? But, yeah, definitely. I mean, go back and listen to this call again, and you'll feel that energy from the different processes and healings that Lisa did on the call. And you can really, really embrace that energy, feel that energy, and really let yourself go. and let go of those, the past and those wounds and those scars, and just forgive, you know, forgive yourself and just really feel that energy. So I love that energy. It's just so empowering and so warm and fuzzy, like we said, right, Lisa?
Yes, warm and fuzzy, absolutely.
So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lisa. This has just been wonderful. So much fun. I really enjoyed it. And I'm feeling so good, you know, in this energy. I'm still feeling the energy. It's just absolutely beautiful. So thank you, everyone. And continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And we'll see you again soon. Bye for now. Good night.